182 students, plus 9 for the Trojans. This marks the first time that Central Lake and Decker will have faced off in football and really have never even touched each other as far as degrees of separation. The only common foes they have, Central Lake played Kingston back in 1991, in which they won 50-0. The Trojans' most common opponent is actually Bel Air, facing off 58 times. For those keeping score at home and with a good memory, Bel Air is who Deckerville defeated in the 2012 state championship 14-12. In the world of offensive production, we could be in for a shootout today. Central Lake has been averaging 50.8 points a game, while Deckerville is on a 48.8 clip, plus 2 for Central Lake. Defensively, Deckerville has a touchdown advantage. The Trojans are allowing 22.25 points per game, while the Maroon and Gold give up on average just 15 points, plus 7 for the Eagles. Las Vegas has set their line for the game, and they are confident in the line. Unless it is wrong, our colleagues at the Ohio State University and University of Louisville Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today sits at Deckerville, 5.5 points. Today is the 322nd day of the year, meaning just 43 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans?
No, but I'm hoping to celebrate a Deckerville State Championship tomorrow. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun. And we would like to say hello and greetings to all those listening to today's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially those who are listening far, far away from the largest wooden dome structure in the world, the Superior Dome. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
Bring it on. Let's do it.
All right. Speaking of the Superior Dome, it's 14 stories tall, 143 feet tall, and a diameter of 536 feet. It's constructed in a geodesic concept, the same concept as Spaceship Earth at Epcot, for instance, except using 781 wooden beams. What kind of wood was used for the 108 miles of beams inside this stadium?
I wouldn't have a clue. Some kind of oak, I guess I'll go with.
Well, that would be, yeah, that would typically be a pretty good answer, except it's Douglas fir. Of course, the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Douglas fir. 108 miles of Douglas fir beams in this place. All right, bonus question. The Superior Dome was completed in 1991, with Phase 2 completed in 1995, which added locker rooms and other amenities, which we're utilizing right now. In total, Dave, how much did the Superior Dome cost to build?
Wow, that's a great question as well. I have not a clue again, so I'm going to rip off another number.
All right.
How about $10 million?
Well, that's somewhat correct, except add 14 more million. You pretty much have the number. $23.9 million altogether to build this place. Phase 1 cost $21.8 million for the actual construction of the building, which was funded entirely by the state of Michigan, in fact. Phase 2 cost $1.3 million and was covered by $800,000 in private donations and a $1.3 million loan. All right, Dave, you got one more chance here to be right on the season. Being in the Upper Peninsula, the Superior Dome was designed to hold up to 60 pounds of snow per square foot in 80-mile-an-hour winds. Here's the question, though. How much snow does Marquette receive in a year in inches?
They get a ton. They get a lot. I'm going to say they probably get 100 inches of snow a year.
Well, you're not far off there. I'll give that one as a partial credit, Dave. 117.2 inches. For a year for Marquette, in 69 days of the year, it snows in Marquette. And as Tom Izzo always says in the UP, you have 11 months of winter and 4 weeks of bad sledding. All right.
It's very true.
And for reference, Deckerville receives 44 inches of snow per year, so only just about 70 more inches up here.
No big deal.
All right, Dave Hanson, what are your three keys to today's game?
Well, let's start with our Deckerville Eagles. That front four, they need to create havoc all game long. The running game of Central Lake is very, very good. They have an athletic quarterback, but if those front four, the front seven, that if they can contain the quarterback and keep those running backs from explosive plays, they certainly have a chance to slow down that high-powered offense, frustrate them enough to hang in the game. Deckerville's defense has been plenty good enough. For Central Lake, they have one objective, in my opinion. Stop Kenton Bowerman. That guy has been on a roll. He's well-rested. He plays mostly defense throughout the year, and he's a stud at that, too, by the way. But without Cruz Ibarra, Kenton Bowerman is going to be asked to handle the workload tonight and or today. It's just morning, I should say.
It was tonight just a few hours ago.
It was. So, at the end of the day, Central Lake, you need to find Kenton Bowerman and slow him down, if that's even all possible. And last, third spot, Deckerville Eagles, they need to beware of the play-action pass. This team does like to throw the football when you least expect it. They want to establish the run and throw it over the top when you least expect it. Sounds a little similar to what Deckerville might do a few times today as well. So two very evenly matched teams. They're going to look very similar except in uniform color, and it's going to be a fun game to watch.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. It's time for one more short break before we kick things off for the eight-player Division I state championship for Marquette, Michigan, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost four decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in today's championship game. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Attention farmers and other business owners. Moore Motor Sales in Caro has the best selection of Ford Super Duty and Ford F-150s in stock in its 52-year history. What does that mean to you? Get your best deal on a new Ford truck today while the selection, rebates, and dealer discounts are at their highest level. So hurry in, give us a call, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com. That's Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
Life is unpredictable. We have no idea what is going to happen with our family, the economy, at work. But one thing you can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll-free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
It's a match where all the marbles are on the table. Everything is pulled out of storage, and all the cards are being dealt. It's the eight-player state championship in Division I football, and the Deckerville Eagles going for their second state championship in school history. Their first in 2012. They made it to the state finals last year, fell short to powers North Central, the Jets, for their another straight state victory there.